episode of Actually Relatable. I'm Danielle.
And I am Susan, and we are your Actually Relatable host.
Hello, and welcome to another week.
So today's episode, we have a couple things we want to talk about. So first and foremost, what did I say we were going to talk about? Oh, the fashion thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the very first thing that we want to talk about today, we actually got the idea from a friend of ours, Nick, who we talk about all the time. Okay, so my friend Nick, he actually gave us a little bit of an idea. It's not something that we can make an entire episode about, I don't think, but we definitely can do like a little segment, talk about it a little bit. So basically, he asks, who are our favorite fashion designers or designer pieces or designer pieces you would love to have and favorite affordable places to shop? Ooh. I will keep that open just so that
so we know. Favorite designers. Know. I'll say, like, for as far as, like, high fashion, I would say, like, Valentino. I just like the very, like, Italian style.
Okay.
A fashion brand. And then what was the other thing?
A designer piece you would love to have.
Honestly, at this point, I don't know. I would just like a nice, like, designer bag, though.
Handbag? Okay. Yeah. I would say one of my favorite designer or like fashion houses is probably gonna be between Louis Vuitton or Chanel. Specifically for handbags, I think if I did do designer items, it would be handbags and shoes. But I guess I don't personally see myself wearing designer like apparel,
right?
You know what I mean? Unless like a cute top every now and then, but a lot of the stuff, for example, Chanel is like tweed jackets. I don't know where I would wear that to. Or that it's really my style. I guess I could make it a little bit more like edgy and like make it more for someone in their 20s, where when you look at their clothes, maybe you picture a woman in her 40s or something,
right?
It's a little bit more sophisticated. Yeah, I don't know. It's cute. I do like it. But I just don't know that I could wear it often. But definitely shoes and handbags is what I would get. A designer bag that I would love is a Birkin. Hermes Birkin. also a Chanel handbag, like the classic Chanel
like bag. Yeah, like a quilted one?
Yeah, I forgot what they're called. Okay, yeah. So the, like, classic Chanel handbag that I would want is the boy flap bag quilted. Like, a medium one. Some of them are, like, freaking giant, but then the other ones are just, like, too small. So I think if I did do a handbag, that's what it would be, or a Birkin. But, of course, we all know the infamous wait list for those.
Yeah.
And I say true. Infamous because that it's stupid. It sucks, and I kind of feel like it's not, like, real. It's just kind of like, do you buy enough from them for them to be like, hey, we have a Birkin, you want it? You know what I mean?
Oh, very, like...
Yeah, I don't think that society. Like, you really can't just walk in there and be like, hi, is there a wait list? Like, I want to be on the wait list. It's kind of like you... It's almost like you got to be invited to, like, hold a Birkin.
Wow.
So if your salesperson that you, like, constantly buy from, if they're like, yeah, she's got the money for the Birkin, let me let her know, then I feel like they approach you with it. But if you just, I don't know, I guess if you just want to buy it, you just can't.
Wow.
And it's the exclusivity that kind of makes it desirable.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I agree. Like, handbags, I feel like, are more, like, timeless, like you can have them for a long time, whereas like fashion pieces, I feel like you have to get really yeah, if you want like designer fashion pieces and maybe it's not what you wear every single day.
Right.
It's again like getting like classic pieces like that you'll like have for like a really long time.
Yeah. And then they're like investments, especially with Birkin. Mm-hmm. That is the. Oof.
Yeah. I mean, the Louis Vuittons that get passed down, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But some people, I don't know if you, some people do not give a fuck. And that's when you know they have money because their Birkins look like.
Shit.
Like complete and utter shit. They give, like, they don't care about it. And that's because they have money or if they want another one, they'll just buy it. To them, it's nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where others, they might have money, but they also, like, are going to take care of their Birkin.
Yeah, definitely. Or, like, they would just be like, oh, this is out of style now. Like, maybe they got, like, a very, like, trendy color for mm-hmm. the time. And then they're just like, okay, that's not, like, yeah. trendy anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah, but I mean, those, like, you can resell, their value, it grows, you know, it mm-hmm. doesn't, it's not depreciated like other handbags.
Yeah.
Where, like, a Louis Vuitton and stuff like that, I feel like that you would probably have to get, like, restored more often than you would an Hermes mm. or Birkin specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Cool.
So, what about, affordable, like, fashion.
Affordable fashion. Honestly, for me, during this whole pandemic, I uh-huh. haven't really bought too much stuff other than, like, casual clothes.
Okay.
But honestly, I think I've been shopping at Target the most. I feel like that's where I've gotten most of my stuff is Target.
And, like, Old Navy, I feel like you've bought.
Yeah, I started going to Old Navy because, like, during my interview they had like this big sales section, so I got some flannels and I do really like their jeans mm-hmm. are like really nice and like stretchy
mm-hmm.
which I enjoy because you know some jeans when you get them and they just like feel like hard, I like rough or I don't know how to explain.
Yes,
like,
oh my god, yes, I
and know you're exactly just like what you're talking about. Ugh, you don't even want to put on the jeans.
Yeah,
so I definitely like yeah like softer jeans. But yeah, I've been shopping at Old Navy, Target. Yeah. Honestly, I need to, but now I feel like now that I'm starting a job where I have to be very fashion forward every yeah. single day, I think that's getting me excited to like actually like go shopping again and kind of give me a reason to buy like not casual clothes, more like dressy clothes for work and stuff. Because also at our old job, we wore uniforms every single day. So we also, I feel like I didn't really shop that much because I would just be like, oh, 5 days out of the week, I don't really have to choose yeah, what I exactly. have to wear. So it's a lot different. So yeah, that's what I would say. And then, yeah, I've seen like a lot of like on TikTok and stuff, a lot of people buy stuff off Amazon. I haven't really bought any like fashion pieces from Amazon, mm-hmm. but I do see like a lot of people buy from there. But I think it depends because I still feel like some like jackets and stuff, if they're like a little bit more expensive, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like also with some Amazon things, you have to be careful because it's like independent sellers through there. So you might think, like, oh, my gosh, like, this jacket's so cute, but it's somebody selling a jacket from, like, AliExpress.
Right.
And then you get it, and the quality's, like, complete shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, and some stuff, the stuff, like, I see, like, people post, like, oh, this was, like, whatever, like, I don't know, like, $45 for a jacket. I'd be like, like, if it was, like, super cute, maybe.
Yeah.
But then also I'm like, well, no, I could probably find the same thing at, like, somewhere else in person
mm-hmm.
or online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Well, I would say, I guess I don't really like my clothes specifically. I don't really buy some things I'll buy like at Target sometimes if it's like casual. Mm-hmm. Like if I see a cute top or whatever, they're, what is it? Wild
Fable.
Okay. That, they have some cute, like, basics
right.
that I like to buy from them. And then also, A New Day, they have cute, like, professional stuff, like my blazer and stuff I got from there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if I were to go to a job interview, that's probably where I would go buy an outfit, because even their pants and stuff are super cute.
Oh, for, yeah, so cute.
Yeah, for like a professional look. But as for like dressing up to like go out and things like that, I shop a lot at like Zara and like Nordstrom's. And I know it's not like super affordable, but I always shop in the sale for like everything because I don't know. It's just I guess I'm like more attracted to the sale because obviously it's cheaper.
Oh yeah, first place.
Yeah, that's where I always go, and I'm like, oh, that's cute, but where's the sale? But I will say, lately I've been finding some good stuff at Zara, and they have the best jeans ever. Their vintage skinny is so freaking comfortable. So I have two pairs of their vintage skinny, and I bought a pair of their skinny, and I that's exactly what you were saying, stiff pants.
Yeah.
That was the stiffest pair of jeans. I felt like I was putting on like cardboard.
Oh, so my gosh.
I pulled it up and it was like not going over my ass. It looks so freaking bad. But then I tried on the other pants that I bought, and the vintage skinny one, and those were like a glove. Like, they're so comfortable. They're a little bit long because they don't sell like the different lengths, like short, regular, long, right, or whatever. It's just one length. So I'm trying to think if I should probably go to Nordstrom's because they do tailoring there. Okay. And just get them like shortened, I guess, so that they fit me a little bit better. But yeah, those are like my favorite places, Nordstrom's and Zara and Target.
Yeah. Nordstrom Rack has some good stuff too.
Oh like my God. Yes. Stuff. So I really like Sam Edelman high heels because they're super comfortable. So, certain pairs. Usually the ones with the thicker heels are more comfortable than their, like, stiletto ones. So we were looking for some heels for me to wear while trying on wedding dresses. And we found a pair of Sam Edelman high heels there for like $50, and usually they're like $125. Mm-hmm. So I was so excited.
Yeah,
so now we know where we're gonna go buy our shoes now.
Literally
from there. Sometimes though, Nordstrom does have really good sales on their shoes, so before, I'm assuming like before they, I don't know, go over to the Nordstrom Rack, they try to sell them there first.
Yeah probably.
And then they make their way down there. I don't know. But, yeah.
If you want some, like, good, like, yeah, I agree. Good, like, quality stuff.
Yeah, and I also feel like you could find some really cute stuff. Oh, they're also opening up an Aritzia in our nearby mall.
Oh.
And I'm really excited because that's where that puffer jacket is from that I want.
The, like, longer puffer jacket?
Yeah. It is really expensive, though. So, I don't know if I'm going to get it, but I can dream.
Yeah. You can get it.
I'll save up for it or something because it's expensive.
Yeah. You can treat yourself to it.
Oh, but activewear, Lululemon is where it's at. It's not affordable, but their leggings are... They're so good.
Are they buttery?
They're so buttery and soft, and they melt. It's like butter. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, every single fitness influencer or whatever, fitness guru, whatever, if you follow them, check out their reviews on any product, any legging or whatever that they're selling, and tell me that the only word that they know to describe something is a made-up adjective called buttery.
So buttery and soft.
When Whitney Simmons launched her, like, second collection with Gymshark, I was showing Danielle how every single person that got the PR package was like, they're so buttery, they're so buttery. I was like, what the... is with everybody loving the word buttery?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Literally.
Anyway.
Oh, man. That's funny. Love it. Well, let us know what your guys' favorite fashion brands are so we can check them out, too, because
we need some new inspiration, some new clothes
trying to get out of these sweats. I mean, I do love that, like, athleisure is, like, very trendy, too.
Oh, but can we talk about that, too, for a second? Because athleisure is, like, a trend now, it's so fucking expensive. Yeah. I am, like, oh, my gosh. Okay. So, two influencers, CEOs, whatever. I don't know. Okay, so one person, she owns, like, a makeup brand. And I love her makeup brand. I, like, love her, follow her. She dropped a, like, athleisure wear company, which I thought was so cute. And then I saw the prices.
It was, like, what, like, $100?
The, like, joggers were, like, $100. Yeah. And then the tops, the same. Like, the sweaters. Everything was super expensive, and I couldn't, like, understand why. And I understand, like, when things are self-funded and, you know, they put a lot of work in it. So, I get it. And it, when it's, like, your baby, it's, you know, you kind of have some reservations about that. But $96 or $100 for joggers is a little bit.
Yeah, because I think when you start looking at, like, what it was made of.
Where it was made.
So you're, like, you kind of can't really see, like, the only reason why you would be spending it is because, yeah, it looks super cute.
Mm-hmm. But I would never pay $100 for joggers. I would never do that. It like, it does not make sense to me to spend that money on something that I'm gonna be wearing at home, or if I do wear it out, like, I mean, nobody's gonna be like, oh my god, your beige sweats that you're wearing are so cute,
right? Yeah, you could probably, like, find similar ones for, like, at Walmart.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't know the difference. Yeah, so I think that maybe just comes down to, like, people want to support them, or they have, like, the money to kind of just drop it, and it doesn't really, like, make a difference to them.
Yeah. Well, and then I think a lot of people's, like, arguments, like, counter arguments are kind of, well, is it made, like, are they paying the workers, like, you know, a livable wage and stuff like that? And I understand that. Even, like, if it's made in the USA, it doesn't always mean that they're paying them a livable wage. They might be making minimum wage.
Yeah.
So I think these things were, like, made in Guatemala and India, which sounds like it's probably not a livable wage where it's being made. But whatever, right? That's a different conversation. However, I do think, like, we have to, we can do our best to avoid, like, fast fashion and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you can't afford to always be paying that much money for clothes, I mean, I just, like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
You're not gonna save up $100 to buy one thing because, I don't know.
It's, like, more sustainably sourced. No, I totally get that. I think that's why, like, something other than, like, fast fashion is, like, like, a lot of people do, like, thrifting and stuff, because I feel like that's a little bit more cost-effective way to be sustainable rather than...
But even thrift stores now are fucking ridiculous. There's thrift stores selling, like, Harley Davidson t-shirts for, like, $50.
Yeah. Well, and that's if you... Yeah, if you go to, like, Melrose and you go to a thrift store on, like, Melrose, I feel like you're...
But it's a thrift store. Like, you're buying old clothes. Uh-huh. And they're like,
people go to Goodwill.
Exactly. Go to fucking Goodwill and you'll find the same stuff. And honestly, when we were younger, we would go to thrift stores. We would go thrifting and go to a few stores and buy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I bought, like, the cutest, like, I think it was, like, a blazer kind of, I don't know. But it, like, was cinched at the waist and it flared a little bit. Oh. And it had, like, shoulder pads and, like, sequins. Or, like, beading. And, like, little diamonds. But I took out the little diamond things. And it was super cute. It was, like, a staple piece in my wardrobe for the longest time.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did with it, but I think I bought it for like $10. Wow. And that was vintage.
Yeah.
So, oh, and Nick also bought like a really cute coat from a thrift store, you know, and I feel like the LA thrift store is kind of just,
yeah,
they just get you where it hurts, you know.
Like I said, if you're going to like, yes, like on Melrose or any of those places, yeah, it's gonna be overpriced because it's kind of like how, like Nasty Gal, how Sophia, I forgot her last name.
Yeah, I don't know her last name.
That's how like she started, and then I remember like we went shopping at Nasty Gal and we're like, oh my god, wait, this stuff is like super expensive.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think it's just, yeah, if you're gonna, yes, if you're gonna say it's thrifted and you bought it at, like, I mean, whatever, but.
Yeah, but, and then, like, I understand, so there's this other store on Melrose, and she, the girl that owns the store, she has, like, thrifted pieces, but she, like, adds to them. I think she adds, like, rhinestones, and she kind of makes them, like, her own.
Oh, okay.
She'll, like, cut them to be like crop tops or and like do different things. Totally understand that you're gonna charge more for that because you're putting in more work versus the people who are selling the Harley Davidson t-shirts, the band t-shirts, whatever, that are just old things from people's closets and you're selling them for $50-$60. That makes absolutely zero sense. You're not doing anything to it. You're probably just washing it and putting it on a hanger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why? And then when you go to give them clothes, they barely give you any fucking money.
Oh, yeah, Plato's Closet.
Oh, my God, they're such a ripoff. Plato's Closet is the biggest ripoff. We took, like, really good jeans, Hollister jeans, like, Zumiez jeans. There's this other brand, what was it called? I forgot what it was called. But, like, we took really good denim. We took really good jackets. Things that we did not need. They were like, we can give you $12.
Yeah.
I was like, no. We're not good. At that point, I was like, I'm just going to donate it. What the fuck am I going to sell it for $12? Like,
right.
They're not giving me anything. The store credit they wanted to give me was, like, $20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was ridiculous. And I guess the things that they were really buying was, like, Fashion Nova stuff. Because they had this section. And it was, it had, like, Instagram on the, like, rack. So I guess, like, if you were looking for Instagram boutiques, that's where their clothes was. So they were buying a lot of that stuff. Oh, we also took, like, Nikes and things like that. Like, really good shoes. And, yeah, they, like... What? How are you barely giving people money for this stuff, and then you want to go and like sell it for triple what you're paying for it? You know. So yeah, I just went and donated it instead because that felt better. You know, like it Goodwill's still gonna sell it, but they're not gonna sell it at the same price Plato's Closet's gonna sell it. You know.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard being sustainable.
Yeah,
because yeah,
especially when you're broke.
Yeah, exactly, because I feel like either way you're kind of like, well, yeah, but then, you know, it's like, okay, well, people buy fast fashion because they need, you know, something cheap and they need it right now, and then just the unfortunate thing is like it doesn't last a very long time, so then you're throwing it out or doing, you know, whatever with it. So it's hard, but...
Yeah, I mean, as long... For me, like, my clothes... I know, like, Zara's considered, like, fast fashion. You know, all those stores are... Most stores and malls are considered fast fashion. I feel like I take good care of my clothes, so they last me a pretty long time.
Right.
But, yeah, like you said, there are... some things that you should be willing to pay for so that it lasts you longer, like coats or things like
blazers, a good pair of jeans.
Yeah, like that I can understand paying for a little bit more, but like, I don't know, sweats, no.
Yeah, and I think like the hard thing too is like, yeah, like trendy pieces too, like you don't want to spend a lot of money because then, well, in like a couple months, like it's not
they're
really
no longer gonna be trendy.
Yeah, so that's kind of what has happened, like, yeah, in the fashion industry, you know, it's like, yeah, these like cycles of like seasons are just like so fast now that, like, yeah, I feel like there's something new to wear all the time.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it changes so fast. Yeah.
Literally.
It's hard to keep up. Mm-hmm. Then once you're like on board with it and you're like, cool, I got my new like trendy pieces, it changes and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I feel like, yeah, classic pieces are really good to just, yeah, have in your wardrobe and yeah, then do it up. So we'll see. We'll see how.
But yeah, let us know where you guys like to shop, because I definitely would love to check out new places. That, yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, inspo.
Oh, know, wait.
I'm excited about dressing up.
Before we move on for fashion, the TikTok that you saw.
Oh, yeah. So I was talking with Susan, like, about this episode, and I was talking to her just, like, a lot about, like, body image and how, like, I don't know if anybody else has ever felt like this, but you, like, for me, I'm like, oh, I don't want to buy any new clothes until I lose, like, X amount of weight, until I get, like, this type of body, blah, blah, blah. And so then that's when Susan brought up the toolbox fallacy. So mm-hmm. You want to, like, explain?
So, basically, I will read you the, like, I guess, the official description of it. So it says, the toolbox fallacy is the belief that you would be doing something if only this or that was in place, even though you haven't done it in a very long time. So basically, yes, we were talking and Danielle told me about the TikTok that she saw and what the girl was saying, and I told her it's the toolbox fallacy. Mm-hmm. You can't do this now because you need this thing. However, once you get that thing, you're going to be like, well, now I need this before I can do it. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's just kind of like waiting until you have all the right tools to complete something or do something, when in reality, it's like, that's not what it's about. You know, you got to change like your mentality and your mindset to kind of realize that you just got to do it. And I know, obviously, it sounds like it's easier said than done, right? Mm-hmm. But when you really break it down, it really is that simple.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and then I was kind of talking about, right, like, yeah, like, losing weight and, like, oh, I can't buy these, like, cute pieces right now because, for whatever reason, because I'm gonna, in my head, like, my mentality was, like, oh, well, I'm going to lose the weight, so I'm going to wait until then and not spend money. But I think I'm trying to, like, change my mindset into, like, no, I should, like, enjoy, like, myself right now and buy, like, the cute clothes that I want to buy and do stuff like that instead of, yeah, waiting for this, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to be happy. It's not going to, you know, change. And then, yeah, with that.
Yeah, like, why be miserable right now mm-hmm. when you can be happy right now? Change what you're, you know, what make you don't changes. Like and you're changing it, that's great. And, you know, once you get to where you want to be, you'll be happy. But also you need to be happy right now. Exactly. Because just being miserable and, like, you know, not getting things for yourself or making yourself feel good, that journey's going to feel like forever, mm-hmm. you know. And you're going to, like, there's just no point in being unhappy. You're in your body right now. You look the way that you look. Just enjoy. Accept it. Enjoy it. And change what you don't like, but still be, like, happy about
right in the moment
where you're at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which leads us into the other TikTok that you saw about Gen Z.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. You can explain it.
Gen Z on TikTok. I feel like there's, like, this very, I guess on TikTok it's very, like, Gen Z versus millennials because, yeah. you know, Gen Z has been on TikTok and then now, like, I feel like a bunch of millennials are also on TikTok. So there's been, like, a bunch of videos going around that Gen Z said skinny jeans are out. You can't wear them anymore. Or I guess maybe it's just you can't wear them or you're going to look old. That's what it is. So, yeah, and then me and Susan started talking because I mean, I love skinny jeans.
Yeah. I love skinny jeans. We all love skinny jeans.
Literally.
Yeah, so Danielle was telling me about that. And okay, so those jeans, like, are cute, and I do like them. I own a pair of, like, straight leg pants, but they don't always look good on everyone, and some people just don't like the style.
Mm-hmm.
So some people will rather just keep their skinny jeans, and I will also keep my skinny jeans. I do love the look of the others, but I'm still going to keep my skinny jeans because I like them. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what Gen Z says.
We are 25.
We are 26? Adults. Respect your elders. Don't try to tell us what to wear and what's out, because you don't make the rules here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think it goes back to, too, like, there's also, like, I'm more comfortable wearing what I feel like looks more flattering and what I'm comfortable in,
mm-hmm.
you know. But there's also the side, too, where, like, you could wear whatever size you are, like, wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's, like, towards your, like, comfortability.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, if you like the straight leg and you are happy that the straight legs are in and you're excited because you don't like, you know, sometimes some skinny jeans are like, ooh, you gotta, like, really, like, take some time to put them on.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But we're just saying we love our skinny jeans. We're gonna keep them.
Yep. Don't expect to see them go.
For a second, I was like, shit, I have to go buy, like, some straight leg pants.
But if you don't like, do you like straight leg pants?
I don't, because they're baggy on the bottom for me.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes me look short, you know, like, we're not, like, super tall ladies over here.
Yeah. You know? I personally do like how my straight leg jeans look on me, and that's why I have them. But I also love how my skinny jeans look on me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wear whatever I like and how it makes me feel. If it makes me feel good, I'm going to wear it. If I buy a pair of flared crop jeans, I'm going to wear them. I probably won't buy that because I don't like that. But, you know, whatever you feel comfortable in, wear it. And don't let these kids bully us.
They were like, and then what else is it? It was like, if you do that, and then, oh, if you have, like, instead of a middle part, if you have a side part, then you're, like, a millennial. But I feel like a lot of girls now don't have side parts anymore.
Yeah.
I know some people who are, like, they're staying.
Yeah. But not everybody looks good in a middle part, because I saw a video. I don't know if you saw that TikTok, but it's a girl, and she's like, let me tell you that, like, side parts are, like, out. Like, don't do a side part. Middle parts is the way to go. Everybody looks better with the middle part. And it's this guy. And he has, like, you know, his hair swooped to the side. And he's, like, listening to it. And he's just, like, reacting. And then he gets, like, a comb and he parts it down the middle. And he looks so funny. And he's like, yeah, this is not for me. And like I said, don't let these fucking kids bully us. High school fucking bully.
Oh my god.
I do have a middle part, but still. Yeah, sometimes I do a side part.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you do a little swoop and
you can rock it. I think I've attempted it. It doesn't work out for me anymore. No.
Yeah, but it's probably because your bangs might not be short enough.
Yeah.
So maybe it looks too long.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
If your bangs are short enough, you can do it, and it'll kind of just, like, whoop.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to our little segment on body image and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, now going into, it's so funny because I was like, I don't think we could talk about fashion for that long, and here we are, like, 40 minutes in. The next thing that we want to talk about is breaking news that has been, I guess, like, officially confirmed.
Yeah.
That Kim Kardashian West has filed for divorce from Kanye West officially.
Damn. Yeah. So what was it? Like, a couple months ago, it was like weird. It was like she was planning to file. I don't know what was, like.
Yeah, I think a couple months ago, what it was people saying, like, they're getting divorced. And but there was no like official confirmation. Nobody like that officially represents them said anything. Yeah. It was just sources close to the couple, and it all, you always can't trust that because sometimes their friends are like, "Man, I really want that new Gucci bag. Let me sell this story and go buy it."
My gosh.
So I think, like, you know, you gotta take everything that they say with a grain of salt, especially depending on who the publisher is. But today, TMZ reported it. Vogue magazine reported it. E News reported it. All these people reported it. So I think with more reliable publications reporting it, at TMZ, I feel like it's never wrong, though. They're always they like, yeah, like, I don't know how they know everything. They got Kris Jenner on speed dial or something. But yeah, it looks like it's official. From what I was reading, I saw that like she wants to share legal and physical custody 50-50 with him. And then they're, none of them are like contesting the prenup. They're both like, yes, that's what the prenup says. That's what we're doing. Yeah. And then also the
properties.
So I think it said something about they're coming close to like an agreement. So obviously they own a bunch of property. They own a ranch in Wyoming. They have their house in Hidden Hills. I'm sure they have, I don't know.
Oh, doesn't Kanye have like a New York? They have something in New York too, I think.
Oh, like yes. And then they had like an apartment in Paris. Yeah. I don't know if they sold that because after the Paris incident. But also, I think something in Illinois, in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, maybe his mom's.
Yeah, I think, but I don't know if, like, obviously she probably would not take that from him. But, yeah, I think it's good that they're being, like, very, like, amicable about it because their kids are really young, right? So they may not truly, or, like, not truly, they may not fully understand, like, the extent of what's going on or, you know, the, like,
kind of like why it's happening,
right? But I think like it sucks because certain publications like will start like making up rumors, or just people will like be like, oh, I have this info to sell, and it's not true, or maybe it's just really private and they end up reporting it. And you know, like at some point their kids are gonna get older and like see these things.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's like, I don't know, healthy. They should hear that from their parents if their parents choose to tell them. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. I think well, we were having a conversation, but then we were like, let's stop.
Yeah, we stopped talking about it.
But yeah, I think it's for the better. But I think honestly, like all the Kardashians, it seems like they have really good like co-parenting relationships. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good that like, I guess Kim has that kind of like role models in her like sisters and stuff, well, to kind of see how it, you know.
I think it's, yeah, seeing like Courtney and Khloe co-parent. I know Khloe is like back with Tristan or whatever now, but I mean, she did co-parent for some time before they, you know, got back together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, that she gets to see that. She gets to see what, like, they're struggling with, how they overcome it, and kind of have an idea of, like, maybe what is, like, in store for her with this. But, I mean, I think the good thing is that they are, you know, 50-50, like, joint custody, like, all that. Because I think that's where it gets harder for kids when they see their parent, or they don't see a parent for, like, X amount of time. And, like, mom doesn't let me go here. Dad doesn't let me go here to see mom or whatever. Like, that's when it gets hard because, you know, then you put your kids in the middle of it. The kids just want to see their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the issues are between the parents, so it's better you don't, like, put that strain on your kids. Because, I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
Being a kid of divorce is not always easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with the holidays. Oh, my God.
It gets complicated.
Yeah, and now being older, because my parents are divorced. Both of them are remarried. But now being older, like, I'm about to get married, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, God willing, we buy a property soon. And I feel like, what if I want to have Christmas at my house?
Uh-huh.
But when you have, like, parents who are no longer together and, like, two separate households, you kind of have to, like, I don't know, you kind of have to plan around that.
Right.
Or, you know, just have everybody come. But, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit awkward. Luckily for me, it's not, like, super awkward because, like, during, like, my quinceañera and stuff like that, they have been in the same place and it's not, like, an issue. But it was, like, hard at, like, growing up because, I mean, honestly, I have the worst memory. So my mom called me this year and was like, who are you spending, like, Christmas with or Thanksgiving with? I was like, I here at home.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just because maybe if I was, like, not in a, like, serious relationship, you know, not about to get married, then maybe I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go with my dad this year or my mom this year, whatever, whoever I wasn't with last year. I would, like, switch, right? That's what I would do every year growing up. But now I'm like, well, I have my own home, you know. Uh-huh. I want to have dinner here at my home.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do now? So I'm, like, very curious as to, like, when we get our own place, like, a house and stuff, you know, we can host.
How it's going to be.
How that's going to work out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the figuring it out, but, I mean, I guess that's the good thing is, like, you know, if your parents aren't, like, you know, constantly, like, yelling and fighting in front of you.
Yeah.
That's what maybe makes you feel a little bit more at ease as well.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, some people, my parents luckily did not do this, but I know other kids or other, like, children of, you know, parents of divorce whose, like, parents would say negative things to them about the other parent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, like, you shouldn't do that. Whatever you feel about your ex-husband or ex-wife or whatever, don't put that on your kids because it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, unless, like, obviously it's, like, a safety issue, the other parent put them in danger or whatever, or is trying to put them in danger, that's different, right? But if it's just, like, you know, two parents, they just can't get along, I don't think you should say those things to your kids. Don't speak negatively to them about their other parent, because that they might already see something, you know, maybe the parent is a deadbeat, right? And they might already know it, but you shouldn't add on top of it because that just hurts them more.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hurting the other parent because they're not there. You're hurting your kid by telling them, like, negative things about their parent.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to Kim Kardashian. that's why I think it's really good that they're being, like, very amicable about it, because it's better for their kids in the long run, and they're going to see that their parents are having, like, a positive co-parenting relationship, which also, you know, puts it, like, they see a healthy, like, co-parenting relationship, and I think that's really good.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is, like, the formative years where they, like, they're learning about, you know, relationships and that stuff. You know, I watch too much Criminal Minds, but that is, like, what really affects, you know, how you grow up and stuff and what you think about relationships and love mm-hmm. and stuff as well. So I think that's a really big thing is that, you know, as when we're so young, like, we're just constantly, like, just we're just getting so much, I don't know.
You're like a sponge. You absorb exactly. everything around you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so, very no, true.
Yeah. I know.
We also saw that, like, Vogue magazine, like, this was, I don't know, it left a bad taste in my mouth, but they posted, like, on Instagram, and it was, like, the caption read, what did it say? Hold on, let me look it up so I don't misquote it. Vogue magazine posted a photo of Kim and Kanye for the Vogue shoot that they had when they first got married. So, you know, they were on the cover and all that. And they posted and said, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have officially filed for a divorce. And then tapped the link in our bio, whatever. But I felt like that was in, like, I don't know.
Like, yeah, I feel like it, because it was a picture of, like, their wedding shoot or whatever when she had, like, all those dresses.
Yeah, and it was, it was a shoot that they got because they were getting married and, you know, whatever. She was wearing a bunch of different wedding dresses in that shoot, and I just felt like that was in bad poor taste.
Yeah, no, I agree, because it's about their divorce. Like, if you want to post a picture, maybe post just, like, a different picture.
Yeah, like that, I mean, that must suck, like, knowing you're going through a divorce and you're seeing a picture from, like, the beginning of your marriage, and I don't know, I just felt like that was weird.
Yeah,
they should definitely delete that.
So now we're gonna see, like, yeah, I don't know, I just feel like with Kris Jenner, her timing.
I told Danielle, I was like, so are we gonna watch this play out on, like, Hulu?
And, yeah, like, imagine what? Tomorrow it comes out on Hulu, like, the preview.
I feel like, yeah, like, that's probably coming maybe, like, in spring, because I think they're still airing on E!
Yeah, and the final season. They just had their commercials, like, I think in the middle of March is when the last season is going to
So I feel like we won't see anything about it until after, just, you know, once that contract's up for good. But yeah, I do feel like we will see some of this play out on their new show on Hulu, if it is a new show.
Yeah, we still
some people
know.
Are saying it's just that they're just gonna play Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but they already play that.
Yeah.
So why would they need a contract for that? They already play it. Mm-hmm. I definitely think it's gonna be a new show. Don't know how. I know they're saying, like, global content. What does that mean? Is that reality show, or is that, like, YouTube type videos that they're gonna post?
Oh, I don't even know.
That if it's YouTube type videos that they're gonna be posting, does not sound fun. However, reality TV, definitely. The only reason that I think that they truly let go of the show is because it was not getting the ratings that they were getting before. Therefore, E! Probably didn't offer them, like, enough money. And it's not because people don't care. As much as people are like, I don't like them, I don't care. They hate watch them. Believe me, they fucking hate watch them. These people follow them on social media and comment on their pages how much they don't like them, but they follow them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or they're looking for them. Why are you on her page if you don't like her or her family? You know what I mean? So I guarantee you 1,000% if they are doing reality show on Hulu, their ratings are gonna skyrocket because nobody has cable anymore. That's the only reason they don't have good ratings. And every platform or every, like, network is trying to have their own platform. People don't want to subscribe to that amount of platforms. I know me, I have 4 platforms and I'm like, that's a lot already, you know what I mean? And I just think, like, who else has another platform, like NBC or
NBC
something?
Has Peacock now. Yeah. And then I just saw, like, the Discovery Network has, like, Discovery
Who
Plus.
Watches Discovery, first of all? Second of all, Peacock, what?
Yeah.
Another... All you did was take Harry Potter from HBO Max, and that was annoying.
Oh,
give
they
it back.
Did?
Yeah. Aww. They had the entire collection of Harry Potter on HBO Max, and then one day it was gone, and I was like, what the hell happened? And it's because it's all on Peacock now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I feel like it's now going to be this thing that, like, yeah, I think they're just going to start making their own, like, Netflix mostly has their own original content now.
Yeah.
Because Friends was on there, How I Met Your Mother, The Office, all these shows, and they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I have HBO Max, which I love. I have Hulu, I have Disney, I have Netflix, and I have Prime. So yeah, if I don't find something on HBO or any of those, I'm going to buy it on Prime because Prime has everything.
That's true.
I'm not going to subscribe to another fucking platform.
They're going to come out with a big bundle. I bet you now it's going to be a big, and then it's going to be like $100. So like pretty much what you were paying with like
for cable. Exactly. Yeah. So dumb. Ugh. Even like YouTube TV, that shit's like $70.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
I get those notifications every time.
Yeah.
Do you want to try YouTube Premium?
No. Well, YouTube Premium is different.
Oh, is YouTube TV like the live TV?
Yeah, YouTube TV is like cable, basically.
Oh.
I do have YouTube Premium, though.
You do?
Yeah, because I like to, like, put my video away and, like, do stuff while still listening to it.
Oh, like, close it out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah, or I can, like, lock my phone and still play what I'm listening to.
Oh.
Because I listen to a lot of, like, videos that are like not podcasts but like they're like
there, it's like somebody's talking.
Yeah, watch, like, they the show things and like stuff. Videos sometimes, but like not anything that you really need to see, so then I just lock the phone and listen.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll, I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the Kardashians have in store for us.
Yeah,
I wonder if she's dating that one guy, whoever they said that she was
the
dating.
TV reporter.
Yeah.
Or whatever he does.
But maybe she's just gonna focus on herself and her
kids. I don't think she's dating anybody. And I don't know that she will come out dating anybody for a while.
Yeah, like it would be like, yeah.
Like at the very least a year or so.
Yeah.
Cause she dated Kanye pretty like quickly after divorcing. Chris or Humphreys. Filing for divorce from Chris mm-hmm. Humphreys. So I feel like maybe she's going to be like, well, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And don't forget, she's also like doing everything to become like a lawyer. And I also feel like if she does start dating somebody, it's not going to be somebody that's like in the public eye.
Yeah, mate. Oh.
Like maybe a lawyer or something.
A congressman.
Something that's not like so, yeah. I guess, entertainment.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Oh, and then Courtney is dating Travis.
Yeah.
What's his name, Barker?
Yeah, Travis Barker. And she made it official on Instagram.
I, like, love them together. I don't know why. I just love how, like, she's very, like, this little, like, petite, mom, like, no GMOs, no this.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. And then he's just, like, this tattooed, like,
rocker dude.
Yeah, I don't know, I love it.
Yeah. It's a good very like opposites attract.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think it's good. And then, you know, Scott's just over here dating
a 20-year-old child.
Models. Yeah. Yeah, isn't it like a housewife's daughter? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh,
she's super young. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Please make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok, which we don't post on anymore. We should probably post. But yeah, our handle is at Actually Relatable Pod on both platforms. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe and let us know anything that you want us to talk about, anything you want to hear. Our DMs are open.
Yeah. Leave us a review.
Yeah, leave us a review. And we hope you guys enjoyed it. And we will talk to you guys next week. Oh, next week's episode is hopefully going to be transitioning back into work life.
Oh, yes.
Work life balance, y'all.
Here it goes.
Okay. We will talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.